Blog Talk Radio.
What do you think about Jesus? Jesus in the morning, you give me Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, he's my reason for living, he's my source of survival, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, now give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day.
To the Redemption Show with Pastor Ron Cameron. This is Dan Rich, your anchor man in the studio. Welcome, Pastor. Good evening.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
We're in Dan on a very rainy Thursday evening.
It's a rainy cats and dog in Clarendon.
Yes, man, it has been raining.
Wow. Does that cause you some cornmeal dumpling, man?
You know, we are giving God thanks for the rain. You know, we have been having some good weather, and you know, this just can help contribute towards the weather. So we just give God thanks for the showers of blessings.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. Showers of blessing we need. So is everything otherwise from the weather?
Well, yesterday we had a you know, Captain Harris Burrell had a wonderful funeral, you know, and what I am excited about that in the funeral, it was announced that he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior before he died.
Wow.
We are very excited about that because, you know, he's a son of the soil, as he has done Jamaica and Clarendon, very proud, and people were concerned about that aspect, and the preacher, during his sermon, he announced that, you know, there are some other things that we do not know about Captain Burrell. And then he said, he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and during the time of his illness, you know. So the whole arena was very elated about that, and you know, we are very glad about that, because, you know, the writer said, what would it profit the world, profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Yes. And he said, a mixture of his calling and election, sure.
Yes, because he has accomplished a lot. For one man, I mean, when I hope you get a chance to see his thing, his funeral service, and it was really wonderful. And the Governor General was there, the prime ministers were there, the leader of the opposition was there, you know. So we just give God thanks for all the goodness, good things.
Full state funeral.
It took place at the National Arena yesterday.
Right.
And you know, it was really wonderful. It was really wonderful. Lots of artists there also came out to perform, like Richie Stevens, Ernie Smith, Carlene Davis, you know, lots of Asher Dance Group and you know, the Governor General was in attendance, the Prime Minister, leader of the opposition, Portia Simpson, because Portia Simpson gave a tribute to saying that, you know, she was related to the captain. You know, it was well done. It was well done. And then, you know, they took his body to the JDF cemetery for him to be buried at. Oh, he was buried at Oak Park Camp, but the ceremony took place at National Arena.
Wow. Full military honor.
Yes, because he was a retired captain. He was a retired captain. That man was destined for greatness. He was destined for greatness. He went to Clarendon College and you know, then he went on to become a member of the Jamaica Defense Force and you know, he rose up to the rank of captain.
Wow. So did he start as an officer or start as private?
He started at the bottom of the table and he worked himself up. He started at the bottom of the table.
Wow.
When he left the army, he was a captain, and then he went straight into business. He went straight into the baking industry, where he started. He started a business by the name of Cake World with his wife, but they separated, and then he left Cake World and started his own business known as the Captain Bakery. And it is well established in Jamaica. There is one in Mandeville. There is one in Montego Bay. There is one in Ocho Rios. There are about three in Kingston. You know, there's one in Maypen, Carrington. So it's all over, and it's a very well established business.
Okay. Right. Oh, wonderful. So, other from Captain Burwell, what is happening in Jamaica?
Well, Bolt is still winning, eh?
Bolt is still winning.
We are excited about that. They passed a new crime bill now, so we are expecting to see a great reduction in crime. This crime bill is a bill that gives zone, put the countries in zones. So the police will be targeting like a certain zones and all that stuff. It was a bill that was passed last night. But the opposition and the government, you know, I think they made a number of amendments to that bill. but it is now passed. It was one of the bills that the government wanted to be enacted so that it would give the security forces, you know, and some additional they need to really fight this monster named crime. And it was on the books for quite a while, and the opposition, they were opposing to it. But they came to a compromise last night. And so the bill is now passed where all the odd crime spots, they are now being zoned off. And so the security forces now will pay special attention to these zones, and then once they move in and you know the crime is curtailed, and the security forces will remain in these zones. And we think it will be effective. We think it will be effective to really curtail crime, because it is a monster that's getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm. So, question. What was the opposition leader opposed to? What part of the bill?
The opposition spokesman, Peter Bunting, was saying that will be given the government too much power when they establish these zones, you know, because remember now, once they go into them, they have full control, you know, they can stay in there and establish and all that type of stuff. So last night, they reached a compromise last night, and the opposition now is supporting this thing because the government is saying criminals will now have to be on the run, because they're gonna go into these hotspots, these crime infested areas, and the security forces' presence will be felt, you know. So we are looking to see favorable result from the passing of this long-awaited bill.
Okay, so let me understand it. Let me understand it more clearly. For example, Toys Fence, Funnystone, Jan's Road. The security force goes in. Would it be a day and night presence?
Right, and then now they'll be establishing, you know, like posts and security forces, the posts at these places. So they'll be gonna be in there for a while, controlling the area, and to make sure that crime does not rise up again. And this is what is needed. This is what it is, because they try them, and as soon as the security forces move out, you know, the criminal move back in. This now, the Minister of Security is saying, the criminal now will have to be on the run, because once they go into an area, they're going to stay there and make sure that every criminal have to move out.
Yeah, but... Pastor, if you don't mind me saying this, that the criminals now are taking the crime to the police. They are attacking police stations, so they are not afraid of police.
Well, as they say, with the amount of with giving more power and all that type of stuff, the Minister of Security is saying criminals will have to be on the run, because the police now are coming with more legislative power, you know. So it will not be easy, and the criminals, they would have to run.
No, I don't understand that they have more legislative power. Maybe you can break that down, because my question is, the solution should be the police force need to be more in partnership with it. Forensic team, the court, the community. So I would want to see a bill that presented to the nation that they will have witness protection program. They will have the police force will be better equipped with better guns and ammunition, better equipment. We are facing with an enemy that doesn't afraid of police.
Well, you know, it's a new legislative and legislation, and we are expecting results, you know, because that's what we want to see. We want to see
better accountability from the police. All that, because that gives public confidence. When, I mean, if there's a crime and the right person, perpetrator, being brought to justice rather than going in and killing the innocent people, while the gunmen and the criminals, they're the one who live in, and that's what's been happening over the past years.
This has been a bill that's been, you know, it's been fighting in the House for a long, long while. Even up to this week, you know, they were at it, and we were, you know, I was kind of surprised when it was announced that they came to some compromise last night late in the House just to make this bill go through, because the opposition were really against it. And then, you know, as I said, some amendments was done to the bill, because I think their main bone of contention was that it would be giving government too much power, you know, because once they establish these crime zones, you know, I think the security forces will be in charge of these areas, and that was what they were afraid of. But as I said, they came to a compromise last night, and it is now in the House, and it will be put into law as soon as possible.
Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I think the security force should be in charge of the entire Jamaica, from our port, our wharves, all these points. I mean, Coast Guard, sea and here and land. I don't understand just that spot they are in charge of. And they should have really power. Because the problem is, the government, the police should be working more independent, not under any one political party, you know, direct guidance. Police should have, you know, if you understand the point I'm trying to make.
Well, you know, we have to. We need help. One, whatever way we can curtail crime, you know, I am supporting it, because this crime monster, Pastor Den, it's getting really, really out of hand, and they are targeting everybody. Last night on the news, the custos of Mandeville was on the news. Her name is Sally Porteous, and in Mandeville, what the men they are doing, they are raping. If a man and a woman is walking on the street, they are raping the woman in front of the man. And then that's what is happening in Mandeville. That was what Sally Portions was telling Cliff Hughes last night. So something must be done. It's a dangerous situation that we are facing. And plus, even the lot of scamming, you know, lot of people are involved in that, and that is also what is ranking up the crime rate, because these men, they are serious. Life, you know, life all of a sudden doesn't matter to them. So with these new laws passing, you know, we are expecting to see positive results coming from them.
Okay, but are you in a position to break down that new law to tell us, for example, the police go into an area and they control it? What level of control would they have?
I am not sure, but I think they will be exercising total authority over that neighborhood once it has been designated as a crime spot. That is why they call them zones. They have put the places in zones, like certain places in Montego Bay, certain places in Clarendon, certain places in Kingston and all that type of stuff, because in Hanover, because those are where the crime is at spot are. It's not all over Jamaica, and it's just certain areas they will be targeting, and they will remain in these areas until, you know, things has really returned to normal. Because, you know, St. James was going, much. I mean, like, at one point, they started to show that we were doing, like, six a day, you know. So it was really getting out of hand. So zones like this need to be implemented so that it can curtail the crime rate.
So would they have regular random spot checks, stop and search?
Right. The police will be given the authority to do, and not only spot check and all that type of stuff, but they're going to remain in these areas. You know, once they move into these areas, you know, but then my other concern is that criminals are not fools. They're going to move to some different areas, and the police cannot be everywhere.
Yeah, that's true, and but at least they appears to be doing something. That's good. Well, let's hope something happens, and we have to remain positive. All Jamaicans, we need to be positive and support the government, and if in a those who are listening, you might know your family member are involved in crime. Encourage them to come out. You know, there's a better way. You know, we are one blood. Okay.
Yes, so we have to work with the government, because, as I said, the crime is not only affecting the economic state of the country. It is also affecting the health sectors. The doctors, and you know, they're taking a toll upon them. The health workers, they're taking a toll upon them. The budget of the Ministry of Health has gone to the roof, because when they begin to break down the cost of what they have to do how much it costs to treat one person with a gunshot, the amount of time that it takes, and then time spent for recuperation and all that type of stuff. It is not easy. So it's a domino effect upon the entire sector, you know, the health and the financial sector and the economy as a whole. So these are stuff that, you know, we have to pay attention to.
Right. That's true. Man, let's give the police the benefit of the doubt and see what's going to happen. Okay, so we have seen any sign of the crime rate reducing now. Any?
What was that, Pastor Ben?
Have we seen any sign that the crime is reducing?
Well, as I said, it was last night the bill was passed, and it was announced. So, you know, even I was in Kingston, and I see the security forces, they are moving, you know, into different areas and stuff like that. So I could see the presence of a lot of security forces, you know, coming on my way from Kingston. So I know I am expecting that, you know, we would see the result.
And the court would have been the same sentence. They said Paris, if man is found with a legal firearm, what's the maximum sentence or minimum sentence? They are tariff for those things.
I don't think the legislature deal with the judicial process, you know. So I do not know if the Minister of Justice, if the Minister of Justice piloted the bill in that sense, where where the judiciary would be involved. I just think it was just a legislative aspect of the bill where the government would be given that power to exercise over the criminal. So they would have to look at the laws to amend to the crimes that is being committed. And I hope that, you know, those are the areas that they're going to be looking at.
Okay. Well, surely, as you alluded to earlier, that the crime, it's filtering in a lot of sectors. And one of the sectors that really affecting is the tourism, you know, sector. Also the health sector. And, you know, it's really an economical base is affecting Jamaica. You know, it's not healthy for the country, for, you know, these vicious people, you know, mushing up the country with a selfish gain.
Yes, because you see, as one lawmaker was saying, crime pays, and there are some people who benefit from the proceeds of crime.
Yeah, but make it clear that the life criminal is 6 years. So if you go into a lifestyle of crime, you have, you know, there's a high percentage that you will not, your life, even though you seem to be making it and seem to be, you are being rewarded. Your time span is 6 years, you know. Before somebody will come and eat you off.
That's some people can eat.
That alone should give the criminals, thought, you know, food for thought. That, you know, if I indulge in this, you know, criminality or some, you know, dealing, I have a lifespan of 6 years where, you know, there's a high percentage I'm gonna die. You know, as if I could have drawn an equivalent or an analogy, Rev, is that, you know, if you go to your doctor and they check your, you know, your blood pressure, they check your you know, your blood, they check, run a few checks on you, they can tell you that you have, generally speaking, they can tell an individual that they have a 10%, a 20% chance of having a heart attack. You know? They can tell, the doctor can tell you your percentage of having an heart attack based on, you know, some vital signs they run on an individual. And it's the same in the drug and criminal world. If your lifestyle, you know, dictate a certain, you're living a certain lifestyle, you know, your percentage of dying, you know, is, you have a 6 year window, you know, where that, you know, you're being expired. So even though it appears that criminal lifestyle pay, it's a temporary thing. You know, make money today and somebody else benefit tomorrow. And, you know, you can't kill your brother and your sister. Our mother says, out of many, one people. How can you go around killing your own brothers and sisters? That's not right. Welcome welcome and welcome to GRS FM Radio. We're on the Redemption Show with Pastor Ron Cameron. Welcome, Carmen. Welcome back.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi, everyone.
And Richard, we have Pastor Ron Cameron in the studio.
Hello, Carmen. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Well, we have a lot of rain today. Lots of rain.
Wow. That's good. Is it good for the farmers?
Yes, that's true. Is Dr. J in the house? Dr. J? Pastor Dan? Dr. J?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was checking if Dr. J is in the house.
Dr. J is in the house. No, Dr. J is not yet in the house. Well, Jacqueline is in the house. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Greetings. How is everyone?
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Carmen. Doing?
Hey, Jacqueline, how are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Yeah, man, we're giving God thanks for his goodness. We had lots of rain today in Clarendon. And it's moving into the entire Caribbean area. So probably got to brace ourselves for some more showers.
I can say you're very lucky. We're not having any rain in California. I don't know.
Hello.
Is everybody gone silent? What's happening?
I was waiting. Jacqueline was saying something about California. Jacqueline?
Taking a break, even if she's driving or okay. I could take a break. I could take a music break and come back.
Okay.
Yeah, let's take a music break. dreadlocks, run them, let them come. If they are valid, but they are valid or dreadlocks. We're going to take a word from our sponsor. And when we come back to the Redemption Show. This is Ben Rich, Redemption Show with Pastor Rowan Cameron in the studio tonight. And we're going to talk anything about Jamaica that you want to talk about. And you want to ask Pastor Rowan Cameron a question. The number to tune in and to call is 515-605-9329. So let's take a word from our sponsor, Nurse Mental Healthcare Service.
Nurse Mentors Healthcare Services is now recruiting healthcare professionals, RNs, LPNs, CNAs, and home health aides. We provide 24/7 staffing and in-home care throughout the state of Florida. Call us now at 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. We work hand-in-hand with our patients, doctors, and family members to meet our patients' needs. All our staff members are licensed, bonded, and insured. Please visit us at 6151 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Call us today, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191. Again, 954-496-2112 or 954-328-3191.
Welcome back on the Redemption Show. This is Dan Rich, your anchor man. Pastor Ron Cameron on the Redemption Show. Pastor, all about the Clarendon Connection.
Say that again, Pastor.
It's all about the Clarendon Connection.
Yes, ma'am, we are. You know, we have this big event coming up on the 8th of July. By the way, Brandon is gone now through tomorrow. They'll be playing the county final. They have gone through for the JN cricketing, so they'll be on tomorrow for the final against a school that defeated them in the Scotia cricket, kiddies cricket. They're going to be playing Nazareth. They'll be playing Nazareth Primary tomorrow.
Wow. Would that be the final?
Yes, that's going to be the county final tomorrow.
Wow.
Because they have gone through the parish final. They are already the champion for the parish.
Oh. Parish of Clarendon.
Right. So tomorrow will be the final for the county.
Wow. And that county
once they beat Nazareth tomorrow, then the next match will be the final for the entire island. Cause they do parish, then they do county, then they're gonna be going to the final.
Wow.
Brennan has been doing exploits. You know, and of course, next week Saturday will be the great fun day and concert at the school. We're looking forward to that. And next week Thursday will also be their graduation. The graduation ceremony takes place next week Thursday. And next week Tuesday will also be their prize-giving ceremony. So you know, they are going to be busy, real busy. So the 4th of July will be their prize-giving ceremony. And then the 6th of July will be their graduation. And then the 8th of July will be their fun day and concert. And
okay.
Tomorrow will be the county final. So, man, the next couple of days, the next 8 days, next 9 days, Brennan is going to be extremely busy.
Wow. I think for the next two, 3 weeks, you have the medical team with Dr. Davis
Yes, they will be here from Sunday. I think it's from Sunday to Thursday. Start on Monday. So
that's
so you know they're gonna be Brandon is gonna be extremely busy, and the client and connection will be extremely busy. We just the Lord for His goodness and for His blessing.
Hmm. That is awesome.
Okay. Yes, I think about 60 doctors and practitioners will be coming down to dispense
right.
Thousands of dollars worth of goods when a pharmaceuticals and give special medical care. Anybody all over can come. Nobody will be turned away. They will see everybody, I'm sure. It's a large medical team coming in, and they start to work from Monday morning, 8 o'clock. And you know, they have never turned anyone away. So you can come.
Wow. Wow.
And they have stuff for the heart. They test your blood. They test your sugar, everything. Everything get tested. And I think this year they will be bringing in a medical team, a dental as part of the medical mission. So this year I haven't confirmed it yet, but I know Dr. Davis was working on getting in a dental technician to be a part of her team this year.
Okay.
And I will try and confirm it by the next broadcast to let people know if there will be a medical team in the mission this year.
And that's going to be a top hill in Clarendon.
Right. That's going to be a top hill at the Evan Mitchell Center for Excellence school down there. Every year, that's where they keep it. You know, so
Evelyn Mitchell. Full of excellence.
Right.
Okay. All right. So let's go back.
Every year, that's at the same location that they keep it, right at Evelyn Mitchell there at the top of Baptist. So you know, people not have a difficulty in finding it.
Okay. So they come to Kellis.
Yes, man. You come to Kellis and then you come down to Brandon Hill. When you reach the Brandon Hill Square, you just go straight down, right, take it right down into Top Hill. You can't miss it.
Okay, so let's, okay, if I can find it, anybody can find it. So listen, if I come to Kellis and head for the foot of the Bullhead Mountain.
Right, once you come to Kellis, just head for the foot of the Bullhead Mountain, which is in Brandon Hill. And, you know, you just ask anybody where is Top Hill, and people will be glad to show you, because lots of people will be moving in that direction, you know, coming from Monday right back to Thursday.
Okay, so, so you turn off before you reach the foot of the Bullhead Mountain, you make a right?
No. You pass, you come to Kellis, right? And once you come into Kellis, you take that left turn that takes you down into Brandon Hill. You go all the way to Brandon Hill Square, and then you turn. Because when you come to Brandon Hill Square, if you continue straight, you're going to end up in Kernel's Ridge. But you have to turn at the square, make a left turn at the square that takes you straight down into Top Hill.
Oh. Okay. And it's at
the main road runs from Kellis all the way back to Penance. So when you come to Brandon Hill Square, if you do not make that turn off, you're going to end up all the way back to Penance, and you don't want that. You want to make sure, say, when you come to Brandon Hill Square, you take that left turn and take you straight down into Top Hill. Just ask anybody, where is the medical mission, where the free doctors are. And everybody knows they will point you out. You won't get fired, I tell you. They will point you out.
Okay. So
you can rest assured you're going to have a lot of taximen doing a little hustling from the U-turn main road there.
Once, any direction that you're coming from, taximen will be running all over, and then they're going to go straight to top it because they know, you know.
Because the bus that goes from Linstead come to U-turn, as well. So I mean, you turn to get into Kellys from Lewisville.
No, ma. Once you get to U-turn, you take one taxi that takes you straight into Kellys. And once you get into Kellys, there will be lots of taxis in Kellys going straight to Top Hill, you know, for that medical mission. Taxis won't be a problem because the taxi men they know that lots of people will be traveling, so they will be on the lookout for them. And they will make sure say you get you know from wherever you're coming from, because people come from all over every year to get to Top Hill. All over, believe me, Pastor Den, the amount of people that you're gonna see, you can't believe. And as I said before, it's not just Clarendon alone. People come from St. Catherine, St. Anne, you name it. They come from all over. And this year I know this is gonna be big, because I think this year is the fourth year, so people are looking forward to it.
Okay, so let me see if we can reassure some people. You say you're a stranger. You don't know Kellys. You don't know Top Hill. You know U-turn, the main road, and you know you find your way to the bus run on the main road to U-turn. How would you know the right taxi in light of all, you know, the troubles that we experience in Jamaica, and you know, the illegal, the people making mischief with these illegal taxis, taking away people.
Well, once you get to U-turn, you're gonna tell the taxi man that you want to head to Clarendon, right?
Yeah, I'm saying, all you know is the right. All you know that the taxi is genuine. How can you tell?
All right. First of all the taxis that are heading to Clarendon, they are in one place. So you would not go look for a taxi man who is by himself. You would go into the car park or wherever, and you will see the different taxis going to different locations. No, you're coming to Clarendon, you don't know where. You see the taxis that are heading for Clarendon, and as I said, you don't go check out one taxi. You see you go to one, then you check one, and in no time you're gonna know the genuine one. So you take a Clarendon taxi, and that now takes you from U-turn straight to
Kellys. But how do you know the genuine one? That's what I'm trying to figure for the benefit of our listeners.
All right. There's a color code on most of the taxis now. There's a special color code that they are using, so you will know a car once it is a taxi. They have this checkered sign on them now, and most of them are now getting red plates, but not all of them, okay? But most of them now have this checkered sign on them, and the government now are also requiring that they put up the yellow thing that marks taxi, you know. So as I said, you're in U-turn and you're looking at Clarendon taxi. Then when you go into the park, there is a Clarendon segment that the taxis are parked under. So you can know that one is heading to Clarendon, and then that one is heading to Lloydsville, and then that one is heading to, you know, Time and Patience and blah blah blah. So you look for the one that's marked on the Clarendon segment, and you get into that one. Once they are in the car park, they are legitimate. They are legitimate. Once you go into the car park and take a taxi there, they are legitimate. So that's the one that you should head for. And they should have the either a red plate, or they would have a special checkered sign.
Okay, we're gonna go back to the fun day in a little while, but let me just expand again on that. say, for example, a group of people coming from wherever they're coming from, Moco or Kingston or Linstead or St. Mary, whatever, you know, Timbuktu, and they decide to do a carpool or a van pool, a group of people together. Is there any indication of the waiting time? Compare, because, you know, you go to one of the hospitals, you wait all day till the next day sometime. You can't, okay. What I'm trying to say, what would be the anticipation of the waiting time?
I am saying when there are going to be a lot of people that will be attending this medical thing. So I will assure you that, you know, it won't take 5 minutes. So once you're coming, please make sure to expect to spend some time. But I can almost assure you that they will see you. But I, you know, based on my experience, it won't take 5 minutes.
Okay. So reasonable maximum is 2 hours.
Right. Because you have to be registered and then they offer so much service because they're not, you know, like they can test your pressure, they can test your blood, they can test your heart, you can go get drugs. So all of those would have to be involved in the waiting process, and so it will take because if you are coming, anybody is coming to get a checkup, you want to get everything checked because Pastor Den, these tests when you go to the private doctor, they are expensive. I am telling you, they are expensive, and if you can come and spend an extra hour and get it done for free, it would be worth the wait.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so for example, you go to your doctor and you have three complaints. I mean, is that the only one know about one or two? Would there be a difference here? Would they have enough time to spend with each individual for?
Yes. Once you come to medical mission, whatever is wrong with you, they see you. They're not going to just say, oh, we're just going to test your sugar and send you back. No. If you want your heart test, your heart can be test. If you want your blood test, your blood can be test. Whatever test you want, they're going to make sure that you get everything. And on top of that, whatever the condition is, they will give you medication free of cost. To take back home, so you're not going home back empty-handed.
I must say this is unheard of, and the one that led by the team, you know, with Dr. Davis and the other doctors and professionals. This is a service that, you know, go beyond, you know, the call of duty. This is Samaritan. Type of service, you know, that really they never have to do this, but this is coming from their hearts, you know, and we want to highlight that and say, you know, some other things, these things don't make it in the news, in the, you know, is it TVJ or JBC or, you know, RGR, whatever the news, you know, love, you know, 106 or 4106. RFM, Mellow FM, Mellow Music, whatever it's called, you know. Things like this doesn't make it to the news. But this is extraordinary, you know, Good Samaritan service. So thank you, Pastor, for, you know, for liking that. Let's go back to our July 8th. And don't be late. You mentioned that earlier.
Yes, our road leads to Brandon Primary for this massive fun day, and gospel concert in the night where we're going to be really praising the name of Jesus Christ and thanking him for his goodness. We we have this funding coming up where we want to erect this perimeter fencing for the school. And we are calling on all past students to get on board and support this worthy cause.
I think Dr. J, did Dr. J have a poster? Did you send out our poster, yeah? For the event. It is. Yeah, I think I saw the poster, but if you could resend me one. I need to plug that out. It's on July 8th. Saturday the 8th of July.
Yes, that will be the second Saturday of July. You know, it's going to be a massive fun day and concert. And it's going to be featuring Sister Pat, Minister Keisha Pierce, Sister Joanne Sebastian, Janice Clark and company, and many more for this massive crusade and concert.
Wow. That is amazing. That's going to be amazing. And if you're listening, well, I know you're listening out there. You want to be at this place, you know, Brandon Hill Primary School, where the champion cricketers are, and going for the county championships too. And I mean, and they're heading for the national champion, primary champion. That's the Brandon Hill primary we're talking about. The same primary that Dr. J goes to. I went to. I think a few years ago, not too long ago.
No, man. Dr. J left Brandon. Dr. J left Brandon in long.
No. A few years ago. She's still young. A few years ago, he went there. That's the same primary she's talking about.
Yeah. It's a pity she can't defend herself.
We want a lot of people to go and support it. This event in aid of, you know, to help to finance the fencing around the school. The fencing when established, the school is able to have a caretaker. The school is able to start their agricultural program. They will start to raise animals, chickens. They will start to grow their own food. They start to eat what they grow. I mean, there will be young agricultural students. They have a wonderful leader, and principal, Miss Lewis, who have a background in agricultural science, degree in agricultural science. And she's going to use her skill, her knowledge, and to impart it upon young children. So not only they will have the best cricketer in Jamaica, they're also gonna have the youngest farmers, young farmers coming out of Brandon Hill. That's a model school right away. So we wanted all the surrounding community all over Jamaica to support this project here. Support the Brandon Hill Fun Day on July 8th. And that's all day, Fun Day, and then concert in the evening. Yes, concert. And so please support it. Right, sir. So, Allah from Brandon Hill and what's happening in Jamaica, what else would you like to talk about before we go?
Well, we have to continue to highlight, you know, things that are happening in churches now, because a lot of churches are experiencing revival. I was at Rexford on Sunday, and you know we had 8 candidates to baptize, but when the baptism finished, we baptized 18. We had 10 eunuchs.
Uh-huh. Okay, for the benefit of our listener, I don't know what a eunuch is. A eunuch is, in my own word, is that somebody who comes to the crusade, whether it be a spectator. Oftentimes, a eunuch, sometimes spectator, coming to watch, what happening. But then, while the crusade, the message and the song and everything, the Spirit of God touched that person. So that person that come didn't really prepare for anything. God never come expect to do anything. The Spirit of God touched them, touched their lives. And they could not hold. It's like fire shut up in their bones. And they give themselves to the Lord. And, what in the, like Philip, said to the, I think that's where we get the term eunuch from, then. are you following me?
Yes, we. That's how God moves in mysterious ways sometimes,
yeah.
And we just have to continue to trust in Him.
And the eunuch says, "What hinder you from baptizing me?" So. I think the same principle, if you give your life to the Lord, any day you give, it's a faith in action operation. You give your life to the Lord, and, you don't have to go to a Bible school, a Bible college to be saved. You're saved right there and then. And the pastor baptized you, and, the concept to be a eunuch baptism, because you come, didn't expect to do it. You never anticipate anything. You didn't prepare, you didn't bring any clothes to even go in the water. So you have 8 candidates and you baptize 18. The church baptized 18.
Yes, sir.
Right. So those are eunuchs. So the church always have clothes, and that's a good thing, church. When you are prepared, when you run in a revival, you have to prepare. You have to be ready. For people who come to baptize, have no clothes to go in the water, because you can't wear the same weight of clothes home.
And just to close out, I know, Pastor, then the University of the West Indies has decided to. Remove the bust of Marcus Garvey, because they had erected a bust at the University of the West Indies with Marcus Garvey, but it was poorly done. So the Rastafarian group they protest against it, and so the University of the West Indies now have decided that they will remove it and erect it a much better one, because the one that they had erected originally, it was terribly done.
Yeah, it's like a rough. You see, I'm sorry. It's like it never, not ready yet.
So the Rastafarian, they really protest day and night up there up at university, and now, they have decided to remove it and replace it with a better one.
Yes. Yeah, that sound good. Gonna cost some money, but it's better, Probably that Marcus Garvey could go in the park somewhere. They should still keep it, but not such of a prestigious site, of a more low key area.
All right, so Pastor, then so I am checking out, so we keep in touch, and we just trust the Lord, and whatever is happening, we will keep your
breath. Yes, yes. So thank you, Pastor Ron and Cameron, for tuning in on the Redemption Show and updating us on the weather, the concert, the fun day, the medical team, all those things that are a week of power pack actions. Thank you.
Yes, sir. God bless. God bless.
God bless. And one love. Walk good. This is Dan Rich, your host, the most in the studio. And we have roughly about 10 minutes left to close. So I just want to reiterate about the charity, Jamaica Project in Action. We now have a charity status, officially official status. So you will hear a lot more about the charity, a lot more about us, what we are doing. And of course, under the leadership of Dr. J. Yes. So the charity is doing great, but it can be greater with your help, with your support. We're calling upon each Jamaican, each individual, to make it a priority to, you know, contact us and make a donation. You don't have to wait until you get rich. Start to make a small donation. I mean, we need your support. Jamaica Project in Action was created, was developed last year, including myself and co-founder, Dr. J. And it was founded to support schools, primarily primary school children with lunch and other stuff. But lunch was the main focus then. And also to support hospital with vital supplies and equipment. And without your help, though, we can't do it. We can't do it on our own. So and for those who are giving and supporting the charity, we want to say a big thank you and God bless you. Because, you know, Jamaica is so proud of you. You're doing an amazing job. And some of you are giving out of nothing. And we just want to big you up. And, you know, if you go on Jamaicans from around the globe, you'll see some of the names that has been highlight and call it spotlight. We have I think nine years of age, that supporting the charity. They save young children, save from the piggy bank, you know, save the money so that a child in Jamaica would have a meal, you know, at lunchtime. So we want you also, those who can afford it, to you know, contact us. Go to the website, www.jamaicaprojectinaction.org. Go to the website and make a donation today. We need your help. We need your support. Jamaica children need your support. The hospital in Jamaica need your support. And, you know, through us, through Jamaica Project in Action, we can do great things in Jamaica. So let me repeat the website that you can visit, www.jamaicaprojectinaction.org. Go and make a donation today. Be a blessing. Thank you in advance. This is Dan Rich, your host, the most. Jacqueline, you're still there? Okay, Jacqueline, go on.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Yes, and how are you doing?
I can barely hear you. Could you repeat that?
How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing well. Thanks for asking. How is you? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. But, you know, we know you lost your sister, you know, when we lost our close family. It leave a void, it leave a vacuum in our life. So we just want to touch base with you and to make sure you're okay. And, you know, express again our condolence to you, the family, and, you know, friends for your late sister. So,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been doing okay. It's been hard. You know, it's weird. I keep picking up the phone and want to call her. We talk
right.
about 3-4 times a day. So, for your kind words, thank you.
I know you can draw from the happy memories that you have with her, because leading up to her, you know, her passing, that you were really close. You never leave her out. So that was really wonderful what you have done.
Oh, you meaning during her last days? Yeah.
During her last days, you were really very supportive to her to make her comfortable.
Yes. Yes, I did. And you know, by doing that, I believe that she reconnected with God. And she was worshiping God as she was transitioning, and it was something to see. It was really amazing. So yeah, I one of the things of taking care of her, what I was told, gave her the strength and the opportunity to give her the opportunity to make amends and say goodbye. And she actually was very comfortable, okay with going. And that was amazing. But what I never knew, but she called to my brother and says, goodbye. She's ready to go. She's leaving. And she left 3 minutes later.
Wow.
Really?
That's,
yes.
That's amazing. Because usually when somebody going, I know they're traveling.
Uh-huh.
Nice the background.
I was walking up. Uh-huh.
Going to a denial state or a bargaining state, bargaining with God, or you know, denial. It's kind of really happening to me when they get the bad news. You know, this can't really happen.
Uh-huh.
Or they're just living denial or bargain. Lord, if you allow me to live, if you allow me to, you know, pass Christmas, or bargain with God. You know, but based on what you're saying there, your sister has come to terms with her situation, and she has made sure of her calling an election sure.
Yes, yes.
Which, you know, which not many people go reach that point. And one thing I want to say to you, too, is that none of us will ever die alone. I mean, all the ones that have gone before, always somebody come to escort them. You know, so it's good when we all make our election, our calling, and our election sure. So for those, let me encourage those who are out there, and you know, you're probably be in a sick bed and you're listening to this broadcast. You know that, you know, there is a God that we can always look to. And, you know, he said, if ever in this life we have hope, we will be made most miserable. So, you know, there is life after death. Death is not the final. You know, death is not the final. So there is hope. There is hope after death. But we have to make our calling and election sure. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for sharing.
Well, since you mentioned that, I must say, Ben, is that I was told, like, well, my sister passed on a Friday.
Right.
My niece had a dream with her dad, which is my brother, who transitioned about 9 years ago. And she said after her auntie, which is my sister, passed, she said she had a dream that my sister was dancing in like this glass dome room with my brother. And they were very, very happy, and she couldn't get their attention, you know. And it turns out that as my sister was transitioning, she was talking to my brother, Michael, which was very strange. So,
yeah,
we do believe there is something after you transition. And she said it was. She was like in between constantly in the end time. So it was something to see.
Well, to back that up, what you say, and I'm speaking from a chaplaincy background where I work in hospital for many years, and I work with people going through a transition. And, you know, there are a lot of times that people say that my uncle came. I saw my uncle, I saw my grandma, I saw my mother, I saw such and such. So I know from a spiritual perspective that, from a lot of people who pass on, they see individuals that have died before that came. And, you know, within hours or minutes, they just transition to.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, doctor put it down. A lot of the, non-spiritual doctors say, oh, they're hallucinating and they're, confused. But no, there are catalog of books wrote about, people who are in transition that, nobody dies alone. I believe that.
Yeah, I believe it too. And by seeing this, it gave me a lot of comfort. Strangely enough, it did. Not especially going back to my parents' death, and this is something what I saw through my sister. It's going to help me get over that, because I know that they continue on, like you say, and there's someone there waiting for them to escort them.
Yeah.
I saw a
church in London, UK, and the deacon, before the deacon passed away in a few minutes before he passed, he said in very, very plain, clear clarity that my chariot comes. For me, my chariot come for me, and within minutes he died because his chariot.
It's like they're very lucky to know. With my sister, as if it was someone waiting for her, and she came. They let her say goodbye and leave a message, which he did. And then she left, literally, like she knew.
Yeah,
I heard of people saying I'm leaving, but it might be a week later or 2 weeks later. But it's like she knew 3 minutes prior to leaving. She was leaving.
Yeah. So
she said now.
Jacqueline,
go ahead,
there is no one dies alone. I can tell you that. No one dies alone. There's always somebody there.
Okay. Even if you're a non-believer?
Well, always
somebody.
So there are two places you can go, either hell or heaven. And you can't go to hell at the time. You go to a place where, I'm not going to go into it tonight, but you go to a place that reserved, that you're going to a reserved place.
They call it Hades. Oh, okay, and I'm pretty sure somebody will be greeting you there as well. Huh? It's not Hades? Oh, okay.
Hades is hell itself. So you go to a place to reserve until that day. Okay, so I'm going to close this broadcast. So thank those who are listening. And, thanks, Jacqueline, for sharing your thoughts. And it's going to play a song before we go. The place couldn't leave it like that. It was raining in Clarendon, raining in Jamaica, and it's sunny in California.
It's very sunny. Blue skies for the last 4 days, 103. It's kind of cooling down. We're in the mid-80s, so that's good.
Okay, well, it's sunny in Georgia until late in the afternoon. We have little showers, nothing to...
to brag about.
Yeah. Just enough to keep the mosquitoes alive. No, there's no mosquitoes. I think we have more.
Can't have that.
The only thing that I don't know. It's a lot in Georgia, water bug. I don't know. You know what is a water bug?
Yeah, they're here in California. Those are those big, black, juicy ones.
Yeah, water bug. I mean, I don't like them. They look like, they're just like, I see them just as a roach. There's a difference.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure they're from the family of the roaches, yeah. But they don't multiply like roaches. That's a good thing about the water bugs, if there's a good thing about them.
Yeah. People might be listening and wondering, what are they talking about? Water bug? They look like roaches. They look just the same, probably a little bigger. But these ones...
Yes, yes.
These ones, they're more outdoors.
Do they fly? Water bugs in Georgia fly?
Not sure. I don't think they fly, but they look just like a roach. I don't think you can distinguish them unless you know them. I can't distinguish them from roach. They look the same. They look more redder though. They look a bit red.
Oh, okay. See, the roaches here are kind of brown, and some are brown and red, but the water bugs are like jet black and fat.
Yeah. No, the water bugs here, they're more red. They're reddish.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't seen those.
They're mostly outdoors in the trees, and they look just like roaches. Never mind. I'm going to end the show on roach. You know, roach in your house. No. This is Henry. But one day I will have a show, you know, too, and all different insects. Snake, too. If you're a snake lover, Yeah, see how many people have snake as a pet at home. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So, God bless. Walk good, Jacqueline.
Pardon me?
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship.
Okay.
Yeah. God bless. God bless.
Okay.
If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody. Lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, have me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
Listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name.
Holy name.
Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God is awesome.
Why he's awesome, you say. He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.